T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
So the other, like, crazy interesting thing about the way DJ mocks this is Will Levis is still on the board. Like, whew. Like, if all of a sudden you're sitting at 16, and Will Levis, one of the top 4 quarterbacks in this class, who some people have as a top 3 pick, is on the board, and you are about to enter this season with Sam Howell and Jacoby Brissett, do you consider taking Will Levis? Like, obviously, if a team wants to trade up for Will Levis, that seems like a great option here. But would you consider taking Will Levis?
I would definitely consider taking him. 100%. 100%. And the other thing is, if he's there, I'm definitely going to trade back, because I know Tampa Bay is going to try to trade up and get him. So
that's who he's got. He's got Tampa taking him at 19. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know they're going to trade up. So I'm gonna be like, hey, yeah, I'm going to take Will Levis right now. And Tampa's going to be like, all right, well, we'll come up and get him. So I think that, that's surprising to me. He fell that low in this draft. But yeah, if he's available, and he's, again, people got to remember, is it best player available? And what you've done in free agency so far, which you just talked about, allows you to take the best player available. And if you think it's Will Levis and you think his upside's better, 100%. At 16, hell yeah, take him.
Yeah, no, I like, that's the thing. There's just no way Will Levis is on the board at 16 and he's not the best player on your board, because there's everyone else that's better than him would have had to have gone to push Will Levis down that far.
Right.
So it's really kind of crazy to me. But it's also that, like, at that point, you are dealing with the fact that your GM, well, I guess not your GM, because Martin Mayhew's the GM by position, but your president of football operations, the guy who's the lead decision maker and supposed to have a long-term view for the franchise, is different, or is the same person as your head coach who's trying to win right now. That gets highlighted if Will Levis is on the board more than it can with basically any other, or if Richardson falls or whatever, more than anybody else, because the correct theoretical thing to do would be to take the quarterback who's fallen into your lap, unless there's some reason that all of a sudden people are hearing that he's fallen, that there's something, there's a reason, right? But if you just get lucky and you really like him, you should absolutely take him. But for a coach who's in a win now mode to take a player who is either going to play like a rookie quarterback, which is probably not that good, or is going to be stuck behind Jacoby Brissett and or Sam Howell, like, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't help this football team this year. So I do think the trade back is the obvious one there if Tampa's willing to come up for it. But at the same time, it seems like take, let's say it's year one of a new coach instead of year 4 of Rivera.
Yeah.
You take Levis and you'd be crazy not to.
Yeah. And there are, so to kind of your point though, there are some things that people don't like about his game. Like, 2022 was rough, you know, a lot of turnovers, not taking care of the football, not reading defenses as well as he was in 2001. Now, new offensive coordinator, a whole bunch of different stuff there. But I think that is something to consider where he could potentially slide. I also think Anthony Richardson, everyone's really high on him right now, but I think he could also potentially slide, because I know people are really high on him right now, but there's a lot of inconsistency to his game. And I think if either one of those guys slides, I think that's good for Washington. Because I don't necessarily think you should take Richardson. I don't necessarily think you should take Will Levis as a priority, but it does increase the likelihood someone will trade up with you to get that quarterback. And I think that's something that needs to be kind of acknowledged. Now, if both of them are sitting there, and you're Ron Rivera, I think you probably lean Will Levis, but I do think it's hard to turn down what Anthony Richardson brings, and he's a freaky big athlete, and you know, I think he's got a long way to go as a quarterback still, but I do think that's given what you've seen from Fields, given what you've seen from Hurts, I think it might be harder to turn down.
No doubt. All right, so to finish out DJ's mock, and then I'll pull up the latest one from McShay too. His is a little bit older, but still interesting to look at. So Kincaid 16 to Washington. The guy that seems obvious that they would actually take is Broderick Jones, who somehow is still on the board at 17.
So
he goes to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think everyone's trying to mock a tackle to Pittsburgh. So, you know, like that kind of works out when you're doing mock drafts. Like I did one last year, and you're kind of like, oh, I'd like this player to play here. And it's not like necessarily like the most honest representation of how you think the draft's going to go. I'm not as high on Broderick Jones as a lot of people. I think he's only played 19 games. I think he's physically very, very gifted. Looked a little stiff at the combine, which was surprising given his athletic profile. And I think the other thing about him is because he's got so little playing experience, he has a really hard time setting down a bull, you know, like kind of anchoring into his hips. And it gets me a little concerned versus big boy pass rushers. So I could definitely see him kind of going on a little bit of a skid. The coaching staff here might not, again, what do they think? What's their evaluation like on him?
Right.
Because that's a big deal. You know, if they don't love him, don't take him. You know what I mean? Don't take that guy. And I personally, like, if you want a guy to play left, he's one of two guys, three guys in the draft. Like the guy, so this is, we should talk about this too real quick. So okay, for tackles specifically, guys who can play left tackle are generally overvalued. So Paris Johnson, Skoronski, Broderick Jones, Anton Harrison will be overvalued in this draft. I personally think the guys with better, not outside of Skoronski, and outside of Skoronski for sure, but Paris, Matthew Broderick, DeJuan Jones, Darnell Wright, those guys, they probably have better college film, like, you know, kind of whatever, but they only play right tackle. So they are going to be devalued a little bit. So those guys will be available later in the draft, while those other guys, I think, like everyone, no one's talking about Anton Harrison, but Anton Harrison is a guy that you talk around the league and everyone says can play left tackle. And if they say that to you, that means they think very highly of them, and it's someone that is going to go higher than people think. So that's something to keep in mind with that group.
Definitely. All right, so Kancey, 18 to Detroit.
Damn.
Levis goes 19 to Tampa. Addison to Seattle, Zay Flowers to the Chargers, Joey Porter Jr. to the Ravens, Hendon Hooker to the Vikings, which makes no sense to me.
He's high on him. I've read some of the stuff he's written about Hendon Hooker. He's very, very high on Hendon Hooker. Like when you
That's
read
great. He's 25 years old.
But I think his argument, which in this thing that I read from Daniel Jeremiah, basically said that he, with the longevity of quarterbacks getting pushed out because of how they're protecting them, he could start till he's 35 potentially. So you could have a 10-year starter. Do you agree with him? The reasoning is there for sure.
But like, I don't necessarily want to sign my quarterback to his first big money contract, AKA his second contract, when he's 30.
Yeah, I know. I get it. But I'm just saying, like, that's the
and
way
also,
the
yeah.
league's going.
I get it. My thing with the older guys is always this. If you're 25 and you can't kick the crap out of college kids, you're not good at all.
Yeah.
Like, so if you're an NFL player, like not even a good one, if you're an NFL player and you're playing in college at the age of 25, you should be awesome. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't play NFL football necessarily, but it just like the chances that you're going to be really good and like worth a first round pick to me. No, thanks. And by the way, he's not starting this year.
Because they
and
ACL.
Maybe Minnesota can, you know, kind of afford that, I guess, because their roster is pretty good. But like, if I'm Minnesota, I'm trying to take someone defensively, especially who can start for me this year, not someone who's going to make his first career start when he's 26 years old next year after sitting a year behind Kirk Cousins. I hate that pick.
But I do think teams like Seattle with the Anthony Richardson pick on Mel Kiper's mock are interesting teams, because you can take a guy like Hooker, you can take a guy like Richardson and say, sure, here's the Patrick Mahomes treatment. And I think for both of those guys, that's probably a good situation. So would I be surprised if they picked a quarterback in the first round? Yes. Would I be surprised if they picked a quarterback in the second round? No. But when you talk to like analytics people, this is interesting too, analytics stuff, for quarterbacks specifically, quarterbacks, tackles, and cornerbacks, they said they advocate trading back into the first round to get the fifth year on the contract. Yeah.
No, I hear that.
So, you know, I think that's high for Hooker personally, because the system there is the Baylor offense, and we've seen how the Baylor offense translates schematically to the NFL. But I get it. I get the process there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, Deontay Banks, Maryland corner, goes to Jacksonville at 24.
See, that's crazy. Like, sorry, I'm going to get on a little tangent here. That's crazy to me that you're drafting a tight end above Joey Porter Jr., who, again, is not a great scheme fit here, but just from like a value position, and Banks before, you know, you're drafting.
We're talking about Commanders at 16 taking Kincaid in this one. Yeah,
and Broderick Jones, like, there, he's not better. His value. A is not better than those guys. His positional value is not better. And the impact on this team won't be more. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy to me that that's the way it would go, but whatever.
Yeah, it's a real bad pick. Joe Tippmann, interior offensive lineman from Wisconsin, goes 25 to the Giants.
I like him a lot, actually. He's very good.
Matty Smith, defensive tackle out of Michigan, goes
sneaking
to the
Cowboys. Sneaking in there, huh? All right.
Quentin Johnson to the Bills. Darnell Wright to the Bengals. Michael Meyer to the Saints. On DK Uzoma to the Eagles, and then Will McDonald to Kansas City.
Yeah. So again, you got some of those same names in there. I personally think the kid from Northwestern will sneak into the first round. The kid Adebarwe. But I think that's right. I just don't like that the tight end goes so high, you know, in this draft. And I think that's weird. The Hooker thing's also a little bit of an outlier. I've listened to some of the stuff he said about doing mock drafts, and sometimes he does it to make him a little bit spicy so people get talking about him. And here we are talking about
Good job, DJ. You got us. You got us. the Kuiper one, or the McShay one, actually, that I mentioned, I think we've already talked about it. He's got Witherspoon falling to 16, so there's not really much to talk about there. Like, that's an easy home run, done. One last guy I want to talk about real quick, and we'll do this again for sure, and we are going to do our own mock draft here in the next couple weeks, so that'll be really, really fun. Maybe we can recruit a couple friends. How many people would be ideal to do, like, a mock draft with?
I don't know. Well, now they've got, so now PFF, they have this great feature that is their mock draft sim. So you can just do it. You know, you used to have like four people to kind of snake draft through the whole thing, but like, now we can just use that. And so maybe we get like a celebrity, you know, like maybe Kime comes in and does it or something.
That's what I was thinking. Like, do we want to get like Kime? Do we want to get Standing's always good for a mock draft. Like, we could get three or four people on here and do it. I don't know how many voices too many for a podcast, but we can figure it out. But the other guy that's fallen in a couple that I think is interesting is Lucas Van Ness out of Iowa.
Right.
Because the way their free agency went, if you want to take an edge at 16, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
It's probably not the best way the board can fall, but he's a guy that some people have as a top 10 pick. And if all of a sudden he falls to you at 16 and he can help you eventually solve your sweat young problem, I don't know what kind of player he is in terms of an edge guy. Is like, you know, is he more of the mold that they have? Is he a bendy guy? Like, I don't know what he is, which is why I'm asking you. But like, what do you think of Lucas Van Ness if he's on the board at 16?
So when I first watched Lucas Van Ness, I was not high on him. And the thing that I didn't like about him is he just lacked like kind of your traditional bend. He's like he's like 275. He's 6'5", and he is strong as an ox. I get like strong, like Justin Smith vibes from. Yeah, from
San Francisco.
He's just an ox. You know what I mean? He's just a big, strong dude that delivers power in a way that is very unique to this class. And there are traditionally, who's the outside linebacker up in Green Bay who was a first round pick? God bless it.
Za'Darius?
No, the Smith? Other guy. It doesn't matter. Packers fans, leave a comment. Anyway, but he was kind of this big edge setter, not overly bendy, and he's getting a lot of Gray. Doesn't matter. But getting a lot of comps to him. And because people, evaluators, they say if you see that level of power, it'll translate into a good rusher and a good player. And I can't disagree with that because that's how strong he is at the line of scrimmage. Now, he didn't start. I think he only played 400 snaps last year because Iowa has this really weird, like, seniors play over juniors, even though the junior's better, which is weird. But he played three technique. He played edge. And the more you watch him, the more you're like, I can see it. So in terms of what you're saying, if he were to fall to you at 16, I think he's an interesting pick because of how they play their edges here. They, you know, like, think about it. They've just invested all this money in Payne and Allen, right? You have Montez Sweat, who's one of the best edge setters in the NFL. You put Lucas Van Ness on the other side as a rotational piece who is murdering tight ends and murdering tackles. Like, where is that offense going to run? They're going to run right into the teeth of the best part of you. So the more I thought about it, the more I was like, you know, he's not a great bendy guy, but because of that just raw horsepower, again, and because of the Payne contract, I don't hate that pick at 16.
Would you rather Miles Murphy or Tyree Wilson fall?
That's a really good question. Because I think
Tyree Wilson, you get away from Will Anderson, who's the edge you want to fall? Because Anderson's not falling.
So Tyree Wilson to me reminds me a lot of Trayvon Walker from last year. He's very raw, very like athletic, very bendy, long armed, kind of like built in a lab type of player. But the film is just a tick below what you'd expect, right? And Van Ness, to his credit, plays like an absolute psychopath all the time. And I like that a lot. So I think he has the highest chance to fall because, again, the bend, not there, but he plays hard and be a good player. Like, is he going to have the ceiling as a Tyree Wilson? No, but I don't think his floor is the same. And then Miles Murphy, I know I've talked to some guys around the league about him. I think he's going to slip a little bit. I think people are a little disappointed with his 2022 because everyone said he is going to play with the power that Lucas Van Ness is going to play with. And Lucas Van Ness blows his power out of the water in 2022. And so in 2021, there are flashes of that, but it didn't develop the way people thought. So I think there's a little bit of risk there, but I personally love the kid from Northwestern. I love the kid from Iowa State. So you can get that same type of player later in the draft. But if you think that is an elite kind of one of one type trait, if he's at 16 and you don't like anybody else on the board and he's a top 10 pick in your mind, which again, I don't know their evaluations here and it very well could be, I think you probably pull the trigger there. And think about that defensive line. Like, that would be absolutely insane. So
yeah, definitely. Rashawn Gary is who you're talking about.
Thank you. Jesus. Yeah. Rashawn Gary.
All right. Packers fans, you can just leave your comment if you've already left, or you can delete it. It's up to you. Make sure you do leave a comment, though, as we on the radio show go through them. We do a segment called Never Read the Comments every Wednesday. So make sure that you leave a comment and perhaps I'll respond to it live on the radio. You can catch me 3 to 6 each and every day on the Team 980. Make sure you're watching YouTube for Command Center and everything Logan's doing. Logan, final word on the way out.
Yeah, and just because we're in the off season, so we're always up for like a random mailbag session. So if you have questions, start leaving them YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you got.
Yeah, let's plan on doing a mailbag episode next week. Maybe we'll do a mock draft next week. Maybe we'll do 2 weeks.
I think two weeks
on the mock draft. Yeah, let's plan on mock draft in 2 weeks. We'll do a mailbag question or mailbag segment next week. And also, like, you know, let us know who you want to hear from. If there's someone in the Commanders universe that we've had on or we haven't had on, let us know and we can certainly try to schedule something with them. All right, for Logan, I'm Craig. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week on Take.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.